The Parade by George Leppard.
You are Mr. Sid Ryan?
The same.
My name is Lucia. I'm a Martian.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Le... What was that again?
A Martian.
A Martian, huh? As in Orson Welles?
Precisely.
I'm a Rotarian myself. Sit down.
Thank you.
And now that we've had our little joke, Mr. Lucia, what can Publicity Associates do for you?
It has been my observation that advertising and publicity are the very backbone of earthly civilization.
Spoken like a true Martian, Mr. Lucia. Now, if you'll tell me the name of the client.
The client, of course, will be the Martian.
Don't give up, do you?
Give up?
The gag, I mean. All of us. Oh, yes, Mr. Ryan? This is Mr. Lucia. Mr. Lucia claims to be a Martian. Take him outside, will you, Oliver? Get the name of the sanatorium he escaped from and tell them to bring the butterfly net.
Wait, sir.
I'm happy to see, Mr. Ryan, that my telling you I'm a Martian has approximately the effect I supposed it would have. I believe we can do with this. I have here a cash retainer of $5,000.
Sit down, Mr. Lucia. Oliver, get the client a cigar.
Yes, sir.
No. The other block.
Thank you. No.
Now, what can I do for you, sir?
I wish you to manage a publicity campaign. A very large, a very important campaign.
Is the product established, or is it something brand new?
Oh, something quite new. Now, what would you judge to be the most effective type of campaign?
Well, if the client has a lot of dough to throw around, a suspense campaign is best. First, place ads in the paper saying, watch this space. Then, about a week later, you run an ad saying XYZ or PDQ, and you get people guessing what it means. And finally, when you've teased them enough, you bust loose and unveil the product.
Excellent. Very well, sir. We shall conduct a suspense campaign.
Of course, in this kind of campaign, secrecy is very important. Once the name of the product leaks out, it spreads like wildfire and the whole campaign is kerflow.
Yes, quite so. Utmost secrecy.
That's right. Realize, of course, these things cost like crazy.
Would, say, $1 million cover the expense?
Come again?
I said, would $1 million cover it?
Why, yes, I imagine. You did say $1 million.
I understood that you had handled some very large accounts. Of course, if this is too big...
Oh, not at all, not at all. As a matter of fact, I seldom touch anything less. Right, Oliver?
Huh?
Oh, of course, that's right, Mr. Ryan. Absolutely right.
Good. We'll begin, then, by saturating the newspapers, the radio, streetcars, with a very simple statement.
What's that?
I shall write it for you.
The Martians are coming. Say, that's not a bad teaser. Got that, Oliver?
Yes, sir.
The next ad will read, June 1st is Martian Day.
June 1st is Martian Day.
What happens on June 1st?
The parade takes place.
What parade?
I wish you to arrange a parade up Fifth Avenue.
You mean like the Macy Parade?
Exactly. Except that the theme will be the world of tomorrow. The Martian world. My client would like it to be a gay affair. Balloons, clowns, pennants, pretty drum majorettes.
Hey, that sounds terrific. I might be able to interest the department stores in a tie-in.
Fine. The parade will climax the campaign. On June 1st, the product will be unveiled.
Good enough. By the way, Mr. Lucia, just what is the product? What are we selling?
Oh, no, Mr. Ryan. Secrecy, remember.
Oh, but
all will be revealed to you in good time, Mr. Ryan. For the moment, let us say we are selling a concept.
A concept?
Precisely. The concept of invasion. From Mars.
Benny Marcus, please.
This is Benny.
Benny, this is Sid Ryan over at Publicity Associates. Listen, Benny, how you fix the midgets?
I got midgets.
Fine. I need 40 midgets for a parade. 40. June 1st. And listen, Benny, I want them dressed in little spacesuits.
Huh?
You know, like men from Mars, okay?
Midgets.
And I want some movie extras, maybe 50 of them. Also rigged up like men from Mars. Make them look gruesome. Got that?
Gruesome.
Also, I need some horses with pretty girls on top of them. Maybe you can get that bunch from Maroney's Traveling Circus, the ones we booked for the Fireman's Parade in Albany last year.
That's right, sir.
And never mind the expense. Just get me the talent, okay? I gotta hang up now. Call me back, Benny. How you doing, Oliver?
Oh, fine, Mr. Ryan. Just fine. We got full-page ads in all the dailies and 10-second spot announcements on every local station, but it's costing a fortune.
The more it costs, the bigger our percentage. Spend like you are going to the electric, King Oliver.
Yes, sir. How are you making out on the parade?
If it comes off, it'll be the biggest thing since Barnum invented the midget. We've got Macy's, Gimbals, and Saks to contribute floats. Everything is built around the Martian theme, see? Even horses will have long feelers attached to them and funny-looking extra legs. It'll be sensational.
Oh, yeah, it sounds fine. Only
what?
Well, Mr. Ryan, we don't even know what we're selling.
Oliver, my boy, do you think old Sid Ryan has been sitting here spending all this moolah and not putting two and two together?
You mean you know who Lou Shaw represents?
Just by accident, understand? I have learned that Century Pictures is making a big new epic. A space opera entitled Invasion from Mars. Get it?
Oh, I begin to see.
Also, by mere coincidence, it happens to be the premiere sometime around June 1st. You follow me?
But Mr. Ryan, Century has an exclusive contract with New Features Syndicate for all that publicity.
Suppose Century Pictures doesn't like the way New Features is handling their stuff. They want to get out of the contract, but New Features says no. So they have to get around the contract. A man named Lucia, client unknown, starts publicizing the Martian invasion. Need I go further?
Oh, I get it, Mr. Ryan. I suppose I should have thought of that.
No, Oliver, that's what I like about you. You're so innocent. Let me talk to Commissioner Patrick, please. Sid Ryan.
Hello?
Commissioner? Sid Ryan.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah.
Well, what is it this time? If you want to drop a man off the Empire State Building into a teacup full of water, the answer is no.
You know I don't handle fan dances. I want a permit for a parade, June 1st, 5th Avenue. It's a Sunday. There's no traffic.
Oh, come now. Look, Ryan.
Macy's gets a permit. Gimbals gets a permit. The American Legion gets a permit. The Sons of Aaron march every time Morton Downey sings the Wearing the Green. Don't give me a hard time, Patrick. This is too big.
Come on,
I have
now.
The 5th Avenue Merchants Association behind me.
Okay, Ryan. Fill out the forms. I'll pass them along to the license commissioner.
That's my boy.
Oh, by the way, what's the occasion?
Oh, don't you read the papers, Patrick? June 1st is Martian Day.
Well, Mr. Ryan, how is the campaign going?
Like fire, Mr. Lucia, like fire. Everybody and his brother is going along with the gang. Yesterday, we distributed 50,000 Martian hats to school kids. I even arranged for Commissioner Patrick to accept a $50,000 check for the Policeman's Benevolent Fund from the man from Mars.
Excellent.
I understand Century Pictures spend over $1 million making that space opera.
I beg pardon?
Oh, come, Mr. Lucia. Sid Ryan wasn't born yesterday, you know. I know who our client is, even if you don't admit it.
You do?
Always thinking that's me.
Well, as long as you know, let's keep it to ourselves, shall we, Mr. Ryan? As you once remarked, when these things leak out, it destroys the surprise. It ruins the effectiveness of the campaign.
Atop the reviewing stand for the much heralded Martian parade on Fifth Avenue. It's a beautiful sunlit day here in New York. Perfect day for a parade. And the streets are packed with thousands of spectators, all eager to find out what this is all about. There's an air of shrill expectancy. I just had word from Sol Brown at the Central Park Mall that the Martians have landed from big pink balloons. And while we're waiting here for the arrival of the parade, we brought some people up to our microphone to tell you their reactions to this spectacular. there. What's your name, ma'am?
Mrs.
Shackley. A little louder, please.
Mrs. Ada Shackley.
And where are you from, Mrs. Shackley?
Columbus, Ohio.
I see. I see. Have your family with you. Two little curly-headed boys. Are you in New York for your vacation?
Yeah, we came for the Shriners Convention with their daddy.
Well, what do you think of Martian Day, Mrs. Shackley?
Well, it all seems very strange to me, but the boys have been texting me to watch it, so we've been standing here for 2 hours. I can't make head or tail of it.
Well, neither can a lot of other people, Mrs. Shackley, but judging by the thousands here already, there's a lot of curiosity.
Curiosity killed a cat.
Let's hope not. Thank you, Mrs. Shackley. And now, here they come, ladies and gentlemen. The first unit of the big Martian parade, swinging down to the Avenue. Fanfare, colored streamers, music, and petting floats. All this is a Mardi Gras. Which says Atomic Blaster. Another has a placard reading, "We're Martians from Georgia." And here come the clowns, laughing and falling all over. They're giving free sugar candy to the kids along the way. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there's a happy, laughing crowd along Fifth Avenue today. A true reflection of a great sense of humor and good nature that makes America the place it is. Why, only... What's this? This crowd's murmuring now. They've fallen somewhat silent. Something coming. I'll try to get it for you. What? Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the Martian. This is Thomas, the climax of the show. And now a great hush has fallen over the crowd. It's quite a sight to see these thousands of people standing here expectantly, hearing only the great regular sigh of their mass breathing. Now here they come, ladies and gentlemen. The Martians, marching in booted, helmeted ranks, row after row of them. This is an impressive sight, ladies and gentlemen. A rather serious contrast to the rest of the joyous slapstick parade we've been witnessing up in Mao. That's 200 tall, broad-chested men dressed in metallic gray spacesuits with thick glass visors drawn across their faces. Each one's holding an ominous-looking ray gun at the ready position. They're marching in absolute silence. Each step perfectly as though some unspoken command is marking time for them. Even the children are awed by the unexpected warlike realism of the Martian leaders. And now the first ranks of the Martians move past us, down Fifth Avenue toward the reviewing stands at the square. No one moves. A woman, ladies and gentlemen, just dashed out into the street. For what reason, I don't know. She just slipped through the police court and somehow. They're after her now. But she's already reached the ranks of the Martians, and she's trying to lift the visor of one of the Martian spacesuits. And then fell forward in a dead faint. The Martian column keeps right on coming. Unless they break ranks, they're going to trample her. No. The policemen have got her now. They're dragging her away. Out of the way. Trying to revive her now. All sorts of rumors begin filtering back through the crowd. Some reason whispering at the woman's death. We don't know yet, but whatever's happened, the incident seems to cast a slight shadow over the mood of the crowd. Carefree holiday air seems to have vanished. The crowd stirring uneasily. A little disturbed at what we've just seen. Nothing to be alarmed at, however. It just seems a shame that anything like this should happen to spoil our enjoyment of the Martian parade.
Mr. Ryan, did you see that? A woman fainted. She ran out into the street to get a close look at the Martians, then she screamed and fainted dead away.
I'm well aware of that, Oliver, since I paid her $50 to do it.
What?
The dramatic moment, Oliver. The stock and trade of the good publicity man. Relax.
Holy smokes, you sure think of everything.
For my share of this deal, roughly $100,000, I can afford to think of everything. Shut the window.
Okay, but don't you want to see the finish?
We'll get out of the reviewing stand for the finish. Right now, I'll make a phone call. By the way, where's Lucia?
I haven't seen her.
Well, close the window, Oliver.
Well, okay, Mr. Ryan.
Wait a minute.
Now, where'd these guys come from if you didn't hire them?
I don't know.
Hold on. Oliver.
Oh, yes, Mr. Ryan.
Did you hire those Martians?
Well, no, sir. I didn't.
Benny, this is on the level, isn't it?
I see.
Okay, Benny, I'll call you back.
What's the matter, Mr. Ryan?
I don't know. Just don't know. Wonder flu shot. What's the century picture number?
Tremaine 4, 1000.
Tremaine 4, 1000. Give me Marty Stanford, your publicity director.
Marty, please.
Marty, this is Sid Ryan.
Oh, hello, Sid.
Fine. Listen, Marty, this is dead serious. On the level, get it?
What's wrong?
I've got to locate Lucia.
Hello?
Lucia, come on now, Marty. This is life and death. The guy you sent over to hire me for the invasion picture.
I've heard of a guy named Lucia. And, what invasion picture?
Invasion from Mars, the space opera.
Are you Betty?
Marty.
That picture was shelved last month.
What?
Sure, back in the can.
What is it, Mr. Ryan? You look terrible.
That's too fantastic.
Mr. Ryan, is something wrong?
Open that window. I want another look at those Martians. Look at them. Oliver, you were in the army. Could 150 movie extras learn to march like that in, say, 24 hours?
No. Not in 24 days, Mr. Ryan.
A second hesitation. Not one out of step. Look at the way they carry those ray guns at the ready. The only other time I've seen troops march like that was on film of the Nazi SS troops marching to the streets of Paris.
Mr. Ryan.
Oliver, get down there. Find that woman who painted. Her name's Gloria Martinez. Get her up here. Make it fast. You've got to stop that parade.
I suppose you'd like the riot squad. That would get you a front page spread in every paper in town. Now, look, Ryan. I've got no time for your cheap publicity gags. I'm a busy man.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you I don't know where those Martians came from, who they are, anything about them.
Oh, Ryan, I'm wise to your tricks. Now, if you let the sergeant show you out...
You won't do it, huh? An honest citizen appeals for protection and you refuse it.
I most emphatically do. Now, beat it.
All right, Patrick. I'll go right to the mayor's office. I'll have you busted flat on the Friday.
Go ahead. I'm sure His Honor will be glad to toss you out on that phony nickel-plated skull of yours.
You heard me, Ryan. You can't see the man.
Adolf, please. This isn't a gag. I don't want publicity. All I want to do is maybe prevent something horrible from happening.
In case you don't know it, wise guy, something horrible's already happening. A couple of hundred little kids are in the hospital with tremaine poisoning from that phony Martian candy you passed out.
What?
But didn't you know?
I did. We've got to stop that parade.
Sure, you'd like nothing better than to start a panic now. Maybe a few hundred people get trampled to death. Think of the newspaper's face. That'd get you and your phony front.
I won't stand for this, Adolf. This may be a matter of life and death.
Get out of here, quick. It'll be your death. Go on, beast, get out. You and your publicity, son. Make me sick to my stomach.
When you get through, I'm going to take you apart piece by piece. What's this all about?
Surely you know, Mr. Ryan. After all, you've been publicizing it for months.
You see, before colonizing your planet, the Martian government sent some of us as scouts in advance, disguised as Earthmen, of course, to study your habits, your weaknesses. We found that the people on Earth are predominantly conditioned by advertising and publicity. So we conceived the idea of treating our entire invasion as a vast publicity stunt. Clever, yes? After all, Mr. Ryan, who would suspect an invader who advertised his invasion in the newspaper, invited the public to his surprise attack, and spent millions publicizing his plan?
Holy jumping.
You've done very well, you see.
Then there was no product.
Ah, but there is a product. The product is death.
What are you trying, Lucia?
We Martians are a humane people, Mr. Ryan. We do not like to destroy thousands when a few hundred will suffice. In exactly 2 minutes, our troops will treat the world to a spectacle of death, which will bring the rest of your planet to its knees in horror. Nations will clamor to surrender.
Perhaps, Mr. Lucia, but not if I can help.
Operators, Mr. Ryan. Get me the field telephone on the reviewing stand of the Martian Day Parade. Hurry.
Anyone in particular?
Just hurry.
Reviewing stand? Hello?
Get me Commissioner Patrick.
Hello?
Hello?
You have to talk louder.
I want Commissioner Patrick. Patrick!
Wait a minute. Things are quieting down. Hey, what was that you wanted?
This is Ryan. I have to talk to the Commissioner. It's a matter of life and death.
Well, you can't talk to him now. The Chief Martian is presenting the PBA check to him. The Martian's trying to fire us to lose.
Listen, you got to stop him, huh?
Nothing matters now.